You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast, here at the Hilton Hotel. We've just witnessed six rounds of Joe Joyce and Carlos Takam going to war. Carlos, commiserations. Can you put into words how you're feeling right now?
Right now, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, really good, and really good piece of that fight, yeah.
And obviously, the reasoning you will feel like that is because of you feel the stoppage was too early. Before we talk about that, let's try and sort of go through the fight bit by bit. You started really fast. You threw everything at Joe. He took a lot of the shots quite well, but yeah, you started really, really fast. Was that always the plan?
You think I start really fast? No, I really not start fast.
We were sitting there like, he's starting fast.
Yeah, people think I start fast. No, that's not true. I start normal, like, you know, that was my plan, not fast. Because he was thinking I'm going to start fight. I'm going to start fast, and then after 3-4 rounds, I'm going to be tired. No, I start normal. That was the game plan. We start normal and punchy, body shot, and then finish with him.
Did you feel like you hurt Joe at any point? Because it looked like a couple times to the body, perhaps he was feeling him. Did you feel like you hurt Joe at any point?
Yeah, of course. A couple of times I hurt him in the body shot. And you see that it was really hurt. You know, every time when I put my punch in the body shot, you can feel him, you can see his face. He's hurt, yeah.
And obviously as the fight was going on, both throwing massive shots, some real good exchanges for the fans to watch. And then he comes out at the start of the sixth, runs across the ring, tries to sort of stick it on you right away. And then obviously we lead towards a stoppage. What's running through your mind as those punches are going in? Because you aren't throwing anything back, but obviously you're telling me you weren't in any danger either.
You know, yes, that's true. When he come in me, he starts to punch me with different punches. So I take one or two punches, but after I can see everything he do, my hand was up. I put my hands up, so I was waiting only the good moment when he finished to punch me to take him down. Because I see he was tired. So before I come back to box normally, because I put my hands up. I use my experience. Before I come back, the referee stopped the fight.
So you were looking to come on strong in those later rounds, and you feel like you've been stopped of having those later rounds?
Yes, I feel like I'm stopped. The referee stopped me, I don't know why. So I was really waiting for the good moment, because I know I seen his face, he was really, really tired. So I put my hands up, I take every punch in my hand, you know. So I really need a good moment to come back and put it down. But that's not happening because the referee stopped the fight. I don't know why.
So I know you felt hard done by when you came over and fought Anthony Joshua. You felt like it was stopped early. You feel like it's happened again. Does this sort of make you not want to come back to the UK now?
You know, I really pissed off because they stopped me again. You know, like, well, it's not the same like Joshua, but that time was really, everybody see what happened. You know, everybody see what happened. But I don't want to talk, I don't want to say, you know, UK, I like to fight here in London because I have many fans here. I'm going to come back. I don't want to be like, no, I don't want to fight again in London because they stop, every time they stop my fight. No, I want to come back. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to see my UK fan because I have a lot of support here. They send me the message. They say, Carlos, that's not good. That's not good for you. Why they stop the fight? So I'm going to come back. Yes, I'm going to come back.
Obviously, we know Joe Joyce wants to fight the winner and will likely fight the winner of Anthony Joshua and Alexander Usyk. But in the meantime, he has to fight. Will you and your team push for a rematch?
I don't think he's going to accept the rematch now. You know, he's not going to accept the rematch now. I don't think so. I don't think he's going to accept that rematch because he know what's going to happen. Yes.
And just in terms of Joe, obviously you've been in with so many top-level heavyweights. Where do you sort of place Joe amongst those guys?
Say again?
You've been in with so many top heavyweights, Anthony Joshua, Alexander Povetkin. You know, you've been in with all these guys. Where do you place Joe Joyce in sort of on that scale?
I don't know. I'm sorry, that question, I'm not going to answer that question. No. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. Carlos, thank you as always, anyway, for coming to the UK. It's a pleasure having you over, and commiserations tonight, and yeah, hopefully see you soon.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.